I just wanted to, I could have really done it on the phone, but I thought it'd be better just talk to you briefly about it. I had an interesting thought, what happened at Fremont today. At first, a couple of sidelines would be interesting to you. Of course, Easton is along, and the club, Joe Wagner, and a whole bunch of Roger Fremont, and all of these. Could you get the Congressman Wagner of Louisiana, Joe Wagner?
Yeah, I told him that I said, I got there, I said, you know,
that's good.
I said, well, one of the first men that knows I'm calling you. And I said, he's a man, says, well, they obviously didn't from the Capitol. And I said, I just want to convey you his very high regard, fortunately, and tell you that, if you do this, if you appoint him, that he certainly is not going to do anything to hurt those chances, and will try everything he knows how to figure out some way to help him.
Yeah.
So, he said, but I suspect from, see, Eleanor had a hell of a race on his hands.
Could have lost.
Could have lost.
It's Johnson.
And it's Johnson. And as a matter of fact, great that people told me they thought Eleanor was going to get beaten. I don't know that that's true, but in any event, he had a race on his hands. Because this guy just lost the governor's race, Johnson, by a very slim margin. So I'm sure that Joe feels that he can't take up this much slack. He'd have to run as an independent against this guy, Johnson, who now has the Democratic nomination.
They opened it up.
Well, he didn't tell me that.
No.
I don't think he can.
Yeah. No. Johnson's got a minute. I just chatting with John here, and could he talk to you on the phone?
Fine.
Uncle Joe, what are you doing? Well, I just couldn't be better. I guess if I, unless I was rich. You know, rich folks got mighty pretty ways. That's right.
Ruin it.
But career. One other thing that he said was that he said, of course, I didn't was voted in my district in my very selfish interest. So that was no, that was certainly not supposed to be, sorry, too forthcoming as far as I'm concerned. And so that's about the situation. Not to move out. And what we can do.
Probably isn't anything. So they get Johnson. This government's damn poor, finds why that people are taking what's happening and everything.
It's running.
It really is. Life.
Yeah, it really is.
What the hell? Give his wife with all the, you know what, even if she's in the Senate for only 6 months or 4 months or whatever it is, you get, you know, you have a certain thing, retirement, I don't know, not a hell of a lot.
No, but she gets something.
But it's just a goddamn thing.
It's an outrage.
Well, that's the way they certainly are. He's quite a great fellow. But he doesn't pay that. One other thing I should report to you, when I talked to McCollum, of course, and McCollum, you know, I had supposed to prank her, and he said that he was sort of in kind of Republican tone. It's the first time they ever had one. He said, I don't know about Republican money. He said, well, Rockefeller had told him that he, Rockefeller, was not going to give any more money. And he said, you know, and McCollum, get that fellow out of there.
We can't undo the indictment. the whole thing, and because it's six investigators and people who are interested, it's not one, it's past the point of no return.
Well, get to work right away with him. Get to work right away. You understand what I meant is that John Conlon has got to sit down with whoever works on this thing. So this doesn't slap him in the face. We can afford to lose Jacobs, but we can't afford to lose Conlon. You see? So, how can we work? Who does what? I mean, is, are we sure that the client is doing everything he can on this or not?
I have to ask John. I think so. He had money he sent today.
I think it's going to be imperative. What we can do is just delay it. That's the main.
I said, can it be delayed? He said it could possibly be delayed a week, but no more than that. And maybe not that. I didn't know about this, which is why I didn't.
Yeah.
But I didn't think I would raise it with John here.
No.
So, I didn't know what.
I see you and Erwin. Get John Erwin together. You really got to come in. We ride terribly hard on this because I told him that I raised it with Erwin. Raising the clients, I told him that.
Conlon had raised it directly with Kleindienst also.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then get Kleindienst and Erwin together. This is terribly important. Even like if you can't even deny it. Because I don't think John is chunking. You see, he's got Jacobson working with him. You know, you can't have a guy under indictment doing this thing.
I'd have to move Jacobson out first. I mean, he doesn't have a public with working with.
No, he's not going to make a public announcement at this point. He's right, too. What do you do about this? If I get him in, well, I can't really get him in. I have to put on the face.
John would know. I think maybe you ought to ask John, because I don't know what the story is on it. Was John Tom had Kleindienst in today, but he's away on vacation. He hadn't come down for the to meet with him today.
That's a hell of a problem. Because he doesn't have anybody else. Well, it's got to be done in seconds.
Well, I think the thing to do is for Erwin to go over and tell him. That you told him to get it taken care of, and then he called the Attorney General and had gone through it, and here's where it stands, and Connie
what can we do?
There's nothing we can do.
I'm asking what the hell is
hard to say, what can we do? Yeah.
That's right. Okay. This is very something.